Yes, sir. For hours, if you will. I only ask minutes. Jane, did you ever hear or know that I was not the eldest son of my house, that I had once a brother older than I?
I remember Mrs. Fairfax told me so once.
And did you ever hear that my father was an avaricious, grasping man?
I have understood something to that effect.
Well, Jane, being so, it was his resolution to keep the property together. He could not bear the idea of dividing his estate and leaving me a fair portion. All, he resolved, should go to my brother Roland. Yet as little could he endure that a son of his should be a poor man. I must be provided for by a wealthy marriage. He sought me a partner betimes. Mr. Mason, a West India planter and merchant, was his old acquaintance. He was certain his possessions were real and vast. He made inquiries. Mr. Mason, he found, had a son and daughter, and he learned from him that he could and would give the latter a fortune of £30,000. That sufficed.